Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
You may not have been aware of this, but did you know that Trump is a Russian spy?
I'm aware that there are certain individuals who seem to take that to heart, yes.
Yes, and that is because we know that because the New York Times and the Washington Post reported it and because the FBI said so.
So there must be a tremendous amount of anecdotal evidence to support this theory.
There's not even anecdotal evidence, really. There's actually none.
Well,
it's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, it is.
Actually. But a lot of people are missing what the purpose was of this expose by the New York Times over the weekend and the media. I mean, literally going through the weekend, the media said, Trump's done. It's finished. They got him. Yet even the article says there's no actual proof that Trump is a Russian spy.
Nor was there actually any new news that they came up with, was there?
Now you're getting somewhere. The headline on the New York Times piece, FBI opened it. Listen to the wording here. I'm going to tell you what they're doing to make this make sense. This is another effort to cover up crimes. It's a desperate effort, actually, by the New York Times. FBI opened inquiry into whether Trump was secretly working on behalf of Russia. Huh. And you're right. Nothing new there. What does this article say? Oh, see, okay. In the days after Trump fired James B. Comey as FBI director, law enforcement officials became so concerned by the president's behavior that they began investigating whether he had been working on behalf of Russia against American interests. Okay. Why are they writing this? Because they need a new date, a new justification. Oh, see, yeah, Hillary might have paid for that dossier. It might be totally discredited. We had other stuff. What? We became concerned. That's what it was. He fired Comey. Now we remember. That's why we started the investigation. Oh. One because of Corey Lewandowski? Carter Page? One because of those people. Oh, no. Now we're remembering it. Now we know why. We would never violate the president's Fourth Amendment rights and start an investigation because we just don't like him without any evidence. See, that's the problem. If they started an investigation into Trump with no evidence that he was colluding with Russia, a Russian agent, or was in any way owned by Russia and not a real American representative, they didn't have any evidence of that. They broke the law. So they got to come up with a reason they started it. And we have been over the last year through their various lies for reasons, have we not? Oh, it started in, now we remember. Yes, it started in the summer of 2017. Oh, you mean there's Lisa Page text saying they started much earlier? Yeah. And saying they didn't have anything? Yeah. Lisa Page was an FBI attorney. So what is this? This is a transparent effort to give the FBI cover so their law breaking won't become obvious. This is the entire purpose of this. And you know, when I saw it, Lee, I was like, well, I mean, this discredits the FBI, not Trump. They got mad because their boss got fired and they launched an investigation? That's thug-like behavior. But I want to play something for you so you can understand what the problem is here. This is March 20th, 2017. Okay, the news story is that the investigation was launched after the firing of Comey. That was in July of 2017. This is March 20th of 2017. In case you're on the Common Core calendar, March comes before July in the year. So this is Representative Elise Stefanik.
Common Core calendar.
Yes, the Common Core calendar. So she is Representative Elise Stefanik, and she is grilling Comey in March of 2017. Yo, James, you're still the FBI director. When'd you start this investigation? He admits, Lee, that it was in 2016 that he started the investigation. Well, we're now being told by the New York Times, they had to start it after Comey was fired. That's it. No, wasn't that fake dossier. It was because he fired Comey because Putin wanted him to. That was it. Except Comey himself, under oath, has told us that's not true.
So since in your opening statement, you...
Again, this is March 20th, 2017.
Confirmed that there is a counterintelligence investigation currently open, and you also referenced that it started in July. Once in your opening statement, you confirmed that there is a counterintelligence investigation currently open, and you also referenced that it started in July. When did you notify the DNI, the White House, or senior congressional leadership?
That's a good question. Congressional leadership, sometime recently.
All right, we don't need any more of that. Do you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
That's James Comey on the record, under oath, admitting he started the investigation, the counterintelligence investigation, in July of 2016, which makes this New York Times article a total lie and fabrication. It's very easy to check. But they didn't bother, did they?
No.
And why was it so important for the investigation to begin after the firing of Comey? Because they could have a thin fig leaf of cover, Lee. Obstruction. Yeah, it was obstruction. We knew he was obstructing. So he was obstructing investigations. We had to open a counterintelligence investigation. No. I'm sorry. Comey just told us in March of 2017 it was opened in July of 2016. He wouldn't be fired for another year. And, of course, the reason they have to do this is because they opened it in an illegal way with no evidence. As I've often said, Trump is the first American president to be stripped wholly of his Fourth Amendment rights. And this is yet another pathetic attempt to cover that up. Anyway, isn't it amazing how easy it is to check this stuff?
Well, the thing is that I think that those involved realize that most folks won't, and that in order to try to figure it out and do the timeline, it just goes over people's heads. And the whole reason for this is to get the headline out there to continue to push the narrative. That's all it is, because this culture, our society, is driven by headlines, not articles, not facts, not timelines.
And by evil lies.
Well, that too.
That counterintelligence investigation did not begin when Comey was fired.
And I think it also has to do with, there is an inherent part of our culture that wants to trust government. I'm not saying that we do, but we want to. We want to think that our government wouldn't do something like that. That's something the Soviet Union would have done. That's something China does. That's something the Nazis would have done. That's not something our government would do, not the USA. I think that's inherent in our culture. And these folks are killing that. They are killing American culture with what they're doing to the reputation of our federal government.
They're stealing our history.
Yes.
I mean, this New York Times piece is an absolute lie and fabrication. Again, that's sworn congressional testimony by Comey. They did not start the investigation because Comey was fired. At least then they could say he was obstructing justice. He was trying to block a criminal. Well, it wasn't criminal, but a counterintelligence investigation. We had to investigate him. No, you did not have to, because that investigation was started in July of 2016, according to Comey, which may be a lie. I mean, all he does is lie. Heck, it was maybe earlier than that. And if that investigation was started in July of 2016, then what, pray tell, was the evidence you used to launch it? We don't have that question. So the New York Times is literally fabricating a timeline here as to when the counterintelligence investigation began. Just fabricating it out of thin air to cover for the FBI and their crimes. And it's so easy to check. And yet what? This is big news. This is the biggest news story in the country. What, for the last 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
It's a total lie.
Yep.
Complete fabrication. Easy to check. It's fake. It is the fakest of fake news. And listen to this. This was the media covering the fakest of fake news over the weekend. Nobody busts the New York Times. They carry the lie.
This bombshell New York Times report. Our bombshell breaking news.
It is indeed a bombshell.
This is very explosive.
They are in deep damage control mode.
It's like out of a movie. Has the president been turned, basically?
The tentacles are now leading to the top. Now it's the president of the United States of America.
Yeah, it's like out of a movie, all right, in that it's totally made up. Here we go again. Have you seen it? Heard tale of it? Gillette wants you toxic male jerks to buy their razor. Here's Gillette's message to you. Most men rot. They're bullies and sexual harassers, and they beat people. Some have changed. This is just the two-minute Gillette ad. Some have changed, but not most of you, who still rot. Please step away from the grill and buy our overpriced razor. Thank you. Now, that's the gist of this. For the left, who spends all their time railing about stereotypes and how stereotypes lead to bias, right? Stereotypes are what causes bias. We shouldn't stereotype. We shouldn't make assumptions. Watch that Gillette ad. It is the epitome of dumbed down stereotyping. I mean, they got men bullying, kids bullying, men bullying, and then they keep flashing to men by the grill, and then they say, stop the toxic masculinity. I got a question. Why is it, what's the problem with men grilling? I don't get that part of the ad. Do you? I mean, I thought men were supposed to start doing stuff women used to do, cooking and stuff for the family. Well, you don't want him to cook? Well, I mean, she's got to do it. What the step away from the grill? What? By the way, just for the record, nobody, and I mean nobody, I have never had a better grilled burger than my husband Rambo Loco makes. I don't make burgers anymore because I can't beat him. No point in even trying. I have other dishes I do better than him, but his burgers are to die for. And he's very protective of it, too. I try to, like, muscle in there, like, oh, I'll help you with the hamburger. I'll help you make it because I want to know how he's doing it. And he won't. He like, elbows me out. It's his secret. He won't even tell me how he does. But, oh, my gosh, his burgers are to die for. So, anyway, it's toxic for the man to be grilling. Why? He's cooking. I thought that's what you wanted. Boy, this is, you know what bothers me about this? In my experience with kids in school, the worst bullying we've dealt with so far was a girl. I mean, have you been in school lately? You have kids. Girls bully too, just as much as boys do. In fact, there was a study on this about a year ago. I talked about it on the air. The most likely people to be bullies in high school are girls, and the most likely people to be bullied by the girls are other members of their social group, their clique. Girls are brutal to each other. Trust me, I'm an expert on this subject. But we don't speak of that. No, men are bullies. It's men are bullies, and it shows men getting in fights, and they're standing by the grill, and they're sexually harassing women in this Gillette ad. And it says, you know, man, a couple of us has changed, but we got to do better. It's day in and day out. It never ends, the assault on you guys. Here's a sample of it, just as you get a gist.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off, making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed. We believe in the best in men. Because the boys watching today will be the men.
The ad goes on basically to say that, well, some men are changing, but not enough. Most of y'all just still rot. Buy our overpriced razor. Okay. Let's go to the text line and see what you have to say about this. Texter writes, I just let some toxic masculinity loose in my car. Hashtag windows down. Sorry, I think you may have misunderstood the topic, but thank you for playing. 800-347-1063. Text line 71307. Let's see what folks are saying on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texture writes, I want one of your hubby's hamburgers. Word needs to sponsor a June hamburger cook-off. They've been years in the making. I don't even know how he does it anymore. I don't even bother to order a hamburger out because it could not possibly touch my husband's burger in just how good it is. He makes them so that the juice, like, it goes down your chin. Oh, anyway. So good. But apparently he's not allowed to grill anymore. According to Gillette, Texter writes, Gillette is sexist. I know lots of women grill masters. They are so hypocritical. I know. Texter writes, put my husband in control of meat and fire together and the results will be beautiful. Another texter writes, grilling burgers is racist. I'm sure it is. Texter writes, wow, much more justification to have switched to Harry's razors besides being a superior product. So says Mark in Blacksburg. Wow. James in Greenville is on the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Hey, James.
Yeah, I've seen the Gillette ad online. It's about, the whole thing is over 2 minutes long. And there is a scene in that ad where there's like a corporate boardroom, and the man speaking in the boardroom, in my opinion, is meant to look and sound like Donald Trump, a younger Donald Trump. And he puts his hand on a woman's shoulder in the boardroom, and then they show her face as if she was appalled by that or harassed sexually by that. And honestly, even the gesture, I have a hard time even believing, is an offensive one. The number of times I've had a supervisor of either gender put their hand on my shoulder is numerous, and I've never taken offense to it in any way. I mean, the depiction in the ad is very benign, and they're showing it as though, oh, look at this evil toxic masculinity. And it's just, there's no way that I would ever buy a Gillette razor again in my life because of this ad. And I did for 5 years. They used to send them out. I don't know if they still do. When you're 18 years old, they send you a razor. And I bought Gillette for 5 years because they sent me a free razor when I turned 18 years old. I'm sure glad I quit doing that. And I'll never come back. I spend about $6 a year shaving, and I do a good job of it.
$6? That's great.
I need a razor company to tell me how to get a good shave. I don't need them to tell me how to be a good man. That's it.
Well, James, I think you're not alone in that, and I thank you for your phone call. Texter writes here, Gillette suffers from toxic stupidity, and the cure for that is not buying their products. Listen, folks, let me explain to you why this is going on with men real quick, and I want to take your phone calls and your texts on this. There is only one reason you are being targeted, and that is because white males vote conservative at a higher rate than any other group. And so they are trying to shut men out of political participation. Again, this is why the Women's March made that big press conference, big deal out of, well, we had to cancel it. There was too many white people. What's the message? White males shouldn't be listened to. They should have no political participation. They should be silenced and marginalized. Why? It's because you vote conservative. I'm telling you, if you voted liberal at the highest rate, they would be defending masculinity. They have to silence you. That's what this is about. And Gillette is part of it. Are you wasting too much time? Come on, admit it. You do waste some time. Well, they just did a new study on wasting time. And you know what people do? If you ask me wasted time on my day, you know, or most people's days, I should say, it'd probably be the commute, right? Sitting in traffic. But no, that's actually number four. Top five ways people waste time. Number five, constantly checking your phone. I don't know if that's a waste of time. I mean, if it's the boss reaching out to you, you kind of have to do that. You know what I mean? But anyway, number four, sitting in traffic. Number three, watching TV. The average American watches 4 hours a day. I don't watch half an hour a day if I'm lucky. And I just do that while I'm exercising on the tread desk. So I don't know how people do that. But anyway, using apps or games on your phone or tablet. And the worst, you know what the worst waster of time is? Oh, I do this. Scrolling through social media. It's part of my prep, though. Maybe it doesn't count. Scrolling through social media, biggest time waster. Unless, of course, you're doing it while you're driving, right? Then you're just multitasking. Don't do it while you're driving. All right, I'm wasting time right now. We could be talking about other more interesting things. Texter writes, just now tuning in and feel like I missed something. Is Gillette campaigning for me to shave my junk? I think they are. They say shave your toxic masculinity. Come on, what is that? What is that code for? Now, can I explain to you what's going on here? Now, it's like every other week now. Remember the man size? What was it? Man size products. And you had to get rid of that. You had to get rid of man size. Oh, what was that brand? Backup brain. Kleenex, thank you. I swear they ought to pay you extra for that. Backup brain says it was Kleenex. Yes, it was kind of Kleenex. Had to go because they had a man-sized Kleenex for the man-sized hands and the man-sized nose, right? We're seeing this right and left. Ah, would have been too white. Can't have a march, even though we're at a women's march. Can't have that. Too white. What do they say? Why do they bother to publicize it? Now we got this. Got to shave your toxic masculinity. And I mean, it is brutal, the message in this ad. So some men have changed. It presents men as bulliers, sexual harassers, all of that. And then it says some men have changed, but most of you haven't. You got to shave your toxic masculinity. Where's this coming from? Let me tell you where this is coming from. I've explained this many times, but it's very subtle, okay? And you can even pinpoint when it started. Yeah, the left's always hated men, but not with this kind of fervor. Not with the attempt to marginalize men politically that they're doing. Why are they doing this? Think about this. What was the left's big complaint, big outrage? It was Hillary Clinton when she looked at the numbers after 2016. It was Hillary Clinton and the Democrats again when they looked at the numbers after the midterm. Can you remember what enraged them? What voting pattern drove them stark raving mad? Can you remember? I do. I spent a lot of time on it. It made them nuts. And you'll understand what this Gillette ad is about. Well, Terry, you've told us before, it's white males vote conservative more than any other group. Yeah, that's it. But no, that's not what drove them nuts. It's part of it. What was it? Do you remember? It was white married women voting Republican. It put Trump over the top, helped to put him over the top. It helped us keep the Senate. Remember, there was supposed to be a wave and there wasn't. Who did they blame? Think about who they blamed in the days after the election. Married white women, as in married to who? The toxic man. The whole purpose of this is, one, obviously to politically marginalize men so that if they have a message, if they're protesting, they aren't even covered on the television because there's too many white people and anyway, they're too male and we can't listen to them. Okay, that's part of it. But the message here from the left is being aimed at women because for two elections, you have listened to your husband. They think you don't think for yourself once you get married. You've listened to your husband. You voted with him. And the dividing line, the demarcation line for the voting is this. White women who are single vote with the left. Why? Because they need the government to take care of them. They may need that. They may never marry. Plus, they're bitter. Now, some of them are bitter at men, and they play into that. Not all of them, but some of them are. But what about these married women? They're listening to their husbands. So what is the message here? What is the point of this? The target from the left over and over and over and over with this toxic masculinity thing, with the hashtag MeToo movement, is to separate women from their husbands at the voting booth. Because the left believes, and ladies, I mean, I don't know how true it is. Honestly, I don't. The left believes that the reason your vote changes once you get married is because the man is mansplaining politics to you. He's mansplaining it. And these women are influenced. So we got to teach them that males are toxic. Don't listen to a thing that comes out of their mouth. Don't even eat what he cooks on the grill. Plus, they're bullies anyway. You don't want to vote like that. That's the purpose of all of this. Their obsession with it. Do you remember Hillary Clinton going nuts about how women betrayed her and they weren't going to? It's because married women didn't vote for her. Unmarried women did. She won them. They can't get past this. They need to depend on women. And majorities of married women have been voting for Republicans. And they voted for Trump. And that was after the video. Texter writes, therefore, married people tend to vote conservatively. Yes, ding, 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 ding. This texter gets it. Best case scenario, break up the marriage. Turn women off men. But if you can't do that, then you must discredit them so that whatever comes out of his mouth is considered toxic masculinity and she doesn't vote the way he does. Texter writes, so the left believes that women that are married are too stupid to make their own decisions. What a wonderful political part. They do. They have explained it exhaustively. Now they got to teach you your husband is a big dumb lug. So you won't listen to what he says when he mansplains politics. Texter writes, morning, Tara. Enjoyed y'all last night. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you. I thought the debate went at Bob Jones went real well, too. A lot of you reacting to this Gillette ad on male toxicity. I have spent so much time on this because I want to understand the man. I want you to understand the man. I almost called it man job. Mind job, excuse me. That they're doing. What the purpose of this is. This Gillette ad telling men to shave off their toxic masculinity. Literally mocking men, painting them as bullies who just want to sexually harass women and do a little bit of grilling in between. I don't know why they threw the grill thing in. What is offensive about a man grilling? My husband says to me Sunday, because I usually cook. I'm usually the one who cooks. Believe me, he carries his weight in a lot of other ways. Does a lot of stuff I hate, like paying the bills. Ugh, I'd rather cook every night of the week than pay the bills. And he knows that. And he's better at it than me anyway. in terms of just keeping track of everything. She's good at it. So we divide stuff up, right? You probably do that in your house. The goal here of that Gillette ad, it is not targeted at men. This is why it is confusing you. Why would Gillette do an ad? Remember, this is Procter & Gamble. They are, wow, they are leftist. Hardcore. Look who they donate to. I mean, you can't look at a big liberal think tank and in their donor list and not find Procter & Gamble. They are undermining this country in so many ways it's hard. Or the, you know, the folks who've profited from them, their executives, that kind of thing, donating money. They're everywhere. So who was that Gillette ad really aimed at? What men? On its face, it doesn't even make sense. Wait, you're telling your primary demographic that buys your product that they suck, but buy the product anyway? No, that ad was targeted at women. That's who that ad's for. They knew it'd be replayed endlessly on television. What is the message? Men are bullies. Men are mean. Men are harassers. Hashtag me too. Don't listen to them. The biggest problem the left has is women are divided right now. And the dividing line is marriage. For whatever reason, when women get married, they start voting Republican. Why is that? I think because men are more tuned into politics. They're just more interested. Look at my audience. It's majority male. Month in and month out. By a large percentage. Men are just more interested in it. And they go home and they talk to their wife. Women are less interested, generally. That's where they get their information from, is their man. Plus, they loved a guy. They married him. He's got some credibility with them. They've got to break that. That's what this is about. That's what male toxicity is about. That's what all this anti-male stuff is about. That's why Kleenex has to end the production of the man-sized Kleenex. You know, Kleenex, this is why they are obsessed with making you hate men. So you won't listen to them when you vote. Because with women split, Democrats are having a hard time having a wave in a year they should have had a wave historically. And what? So you look, coming out of 2016, coming out of the 2018 elections, what was the main complaint? Women betrayed women. The story always goes something like this. It's married women split with single women, and married women voted for conservatives, Republicans, and that's bad. So you got to stop listening to that mansplaining fool mansplaining politics to you in your house because he's toxic. That Gillette ad was not aimed at men. But it makes perfect sense. If you look at who was actually aimed at, it was women. That's what it was. They don't care if they lose market share, if they gain vote share. They don't care. They don't care. Texter writes, it's not the grilling, it's the caveman grunting that goes with it. Texter writes, man shaming. I have two boys and a masculine husband, and the message I got from the ad was that men are all awful bullies and should be ashamed to exist. Exactly. That's what they wanted you to think. Texter writes, Gillette commercial sounds like collusion. Oh, it's all collusion today. Texter writes, I'll take my fine husband's toxic masculinity any and every day. So says Mrs. Veronica. Good morning, Veronica. Coming up, does Senator Tim Scott owe Representative Steve King an apology?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.